Love is...
Exhilarating and exciting.
Love is...
Keeping things spicy.
Love is...
Hot. So hot.
Ooh. Wait, are you eating a Penn Station Buffalo Chicken Sub?
Well, yeah, it's only here for limited time. I love you.
Huh. Now that's a sub I can love.
Spice things up with our Buffalo Chicken Sub. Available for a limited time. Penn Station. Love your sub.
And hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. Strategies, I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
Yeah, you know, we all need those strategies. Radio. Those strategies for living.
Yes,
yeah.
We do.
Some of us more than others, depending on the day, you know.
Some of us more than others at other times.
That's right. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. And this edition of Strategies for Living, I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is Lauren Leon McMillan, PLPC. Lauren, I need some help. I need some help badly.
Well, I've kind of known that. I'm glad you are finally coming to this realization.
Well, you know, I take everything so personal.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. And I'm living in fear. I'm living in anxiety. Do you have any idea where I might be able to get a little help?
I think I've got a great life strategist lined up for you today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? You're talking about Melody Kraft.
I am.
Yeah. Well, I think...
That's the one.
I think she would tell me, unless I miss my guess, that my taking everything personally, my fear, my anxiety... It's really about my ego taking over my emotions.
Yes.
And that can be real, real destructive.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you know, a lot of us think, well, I need an ego. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I guess we do.
It's a vehicle.
It's a vehicle. But we also want to keep it
we
in.
We don't want it to be a self-driving vehicle.
Yeah, yeah. Right? We want to drive it, not it drive us.
Right.
And so Melody Kraft has a wonderful book. We're going to talk about it today. It is called Get Me Out of Here. I love that title. It's subtitled, What's Beyond This Madness? Get Me Out of Here. What's Beyond This Madness? And we're going to learn a lot today from Melody about how we can get unstuck and especially how we can, if our ego is in control of us, how we might be able to gain control of our ego. So that's today here on Strategies for Living. Folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning in and joining Melody and Lauren and I here on Strategies. And we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners. And Pintail Roofing, and Learning RX, and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. Melody A. Kraft is our life strategist today. Her book is Get Me Out of Here, What's Beyond This Madness? Don't we want to know that? We're coming back to meet Melody Kraft here on Strategies for Living. Don't go away. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center, .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, Learning RX Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems. Working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call Learning RX Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does Learning RX Shreveport.
Hey, welcome in. Welcome in to 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome in Melody A. Craft. She is a teacher, a psychologist, artist. She's also a medium. She has produced and hosted television specials on healing, also on mediumship, metaphysics, and A Course in Miracles. As a soul navigator, she lectures, she conducts workshops, and provides individual sessions. Also a talented artist, and she's written a wonderful book. We're going to talk about it today. Get Me Out of Here. What's Beyond This Madness? Melody Craft, welcome. Welcome into Strategies for Living.
Welcome.
Thank you, David. I'm so glad to be here today to talk with you and Lauren.
We're glad you're here, Melody, and get me out of here, please.
that's my line.
All right, so the book.
Yeah, I've been saying that ever since. What?
the book, you use a lot of stories in this book. You use allegories and stories to kind of illustrate spiritual awakening. What inspired you? What inspired you to, to say, I need to do a book and share these stories and these allegories about spiritual awakening?
I think it was always in the back of my mind, and I had accumulated a lot of stories and a lot of unusual experiences myself, and I thought it's time to put it in writing, to start sharing it so it could help other people, because we all have the similar challenges in life at different stages of our journey. And I thought, if this just helps a few people, it's absolutely worth it.
Yeah.
And so that's why I did it, to be helpful.
There's a lot written on growth and development physically, even psychologically and
mentally,
emotionally. But you've got this is kind of a shift in consciousness, if you will, and you've got three stages in the book of spiritual awakening. Walk us through those stages, please.
Right. So the first stage is referred to as the camel stage, and that means it signifies when an individual is in that first stage, they are functioning like the camel, which is an animal of burden. So you're feeling a lot of burdens, and nothing feels consistent. There's constant change. It's as if you're walking on shifting sand.
Okay.
So it's a very difficult time period, and you're very embedded in the ego.
Okay.
And you can't see beyond it. So there's a lot of issues of fear, a lot of conflict. But when an individual reaches a point in their life when it just becomes too much, too much suffering, there seems endless that they can't get out of it, that they come to a point and make a decision that they have to change.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
They generally don't know how to change, but they make the decision, I have to. And on some level, they make a promise to their soul that they'll do whatever it takes.
All right.
And when that happens, they start moving into the second stage. Mm-hmm. And this is referred to as the stage of the lion, because the lion's job is to kill off the ego, because the ego is all about sabotaging and keeping you in fear and keeping you in the past and keeping you in suffering.
Okay.
And so there's many different stages that we go through within the second stage, and it's all about us starting to really awaken to who and what we are. So we're asking that question of ourselves: who am I? Why am I here? What's my life purpose? What's my soul purpose?
Okay.
And so that creates an opening. And so we're now shifting from the ego consciousness, and we're starting to pay attention to our intuition. Mm-hmm. And our intuition is the voice of our soul.
Right.
And our voice of soul is connected to spirit. So that's a progress. So really what we're doing, we're never really learning anything about ourselves. We're always remembering. Mm. Because I always tell everyone, you know, your journey is really about subtracting. It's not about adding, because you already have everything.
Okay.
So what we're subtracting is all the false beliefs that we have about ourselves, because these false beliefs come from the ego, and they keep us limited. They keep us stuck in the past. And that's what causes all the conflict, the internal conflict. And when we have internal conflict, we're going to project that out on others. And that's always disruptive to our relationships.
Yep.
So it's really the second phase, of spiritual awakening is about slowly awakening one step at a time. And we really cannot rush it, because when we rush it, we actually energetically stop us in our tracks.
Okay.
So it seems counterintuitive, but actually patience will accelerate us. We just allow ourselves to be patient and do one step at a time.
Oh, so.
And start remembering who and what we are.
Yeah, but if I'm in the ego, that's so hard
to let go
yeah, and to be patient.
And to go with the flow.
Yeah.
Right, to go with the flow. Excuse me. And so, So what we're doing is we're stepping out of suffering and we're moving into peace. That's the direction that we're going.
Okay.
We're moving out of conflict, stepping in again to peace. We're moving out of feeling guilty about things and judgment. You know, when we judge ourselves, that's always toxic, because we're always being self-critical. And again, that comes from the ego.
Right.
And when we have this self-judgment, that's within us, and then we tend to project it and judge other people.
Sure.
And so you can see how that creates problems in relationships.
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah. So we always, you know, we want to let go of all the toxicity that keeps us stuck in the past. And so we're learning how to forgive in the second stage. And as we keep subtracting these false beliefs about ourselves, what's really happening is our soul is unfolding because we're energetically changing.
Right.
We're becoming more self-reflecting. We're just becoming more understanding, just more patient. And we're listening, you know, again, to our intuitive guidance, because it's always there. You know, I have people tell me all the time, you know, I don't really have any guidance. Like, you know, I don't feel like I'm being helped in my life. You know, I ask spirit for help. And I always tell people that you're always connected. There's always support. If you're not hearing it, it's because you still have some blocks.
Yeah.
And these blocks are always about believing false things about yourself, feeling that you're limited. And the reality is that we're not limited.
Yeah.
Right. We're limitless.
Yes.
So those blocks are what I need to subtract. Those blocks are what I need to take away.
Absolutely. Yeah. That we need to subtract.
Yeah, a lot
and
of
And so we're never adding to ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we already have everything.
A lot of what I'm hearing you say is that, you know, we are we are very connected to the current, and I'm imagining like a literal current of flow of river. And people here in Shreveport know the story of Captain Shreve, who unclogs the Red River.
Yeah, that's how we got Shreveport.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so I'm hearing kind of a similar story that we have to do within ourselves is, you know, we're always in flow, but it's about removing that log jam.
What's log jam in our flow? Yeah. Yeah. I like
that. Yeah, that's a perfect example.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that.
We start in the camel stage, then we're moving into the lion stage. Okay, what's the last stage of spiritual awakening?
The last stage is referred to as the innocent child, and the reason why that term is used is because we now are awakened to who and what we really are, and that we realize we've always been innocent, that we've just been dreaming of madness beforehand, because now we have let go of all the illusionary beliefs about ourselves. We have extinguished the ego's power over us.
Is that what the master teacher Jesus meant when
like
he said,
children.
Be like little children?
Yeah.
Become like little children, or unless you're like a little child, you can't enter. He kept talking over and over about the kingdom of heaven being inside of us. So am I making connection?
Yes. Yes. Yes, absolutely. So in stage three, this is when we are really connected and our consciousness is no longer the ego, but it's referred to as super consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And then within the third stage, if we think of our consciousness as different levels, and so we begin with the ego, and then we move into, in the second stage, we're kind of in semi-super consciousness states. We have moments where we experience absolute oneness with everything, really being in alignment. And in stage three, we're fully in that. So we're in the super consciousness. And then as we continue becoming more enlightened, then we move into the Christ consciousness stage. And then the last stage, of course, is the cosmic consciousness. So in that stage, we recognize what we are, and which is love. So we're totally non-defensive in this stage, non-judgmental. And we know and experience oneness at all times. It's 24/7. Imagine being in a state of oneness and love and non-judgment, no guilt, just absolute peace and bliss, 24/7.
Sounds a lot like
That's
heaven on
stage.
Earth.
Yeah, it does sound a lot like heaven on earth. Yeah,
bringing it down.
Yeah.
And at this, when once we reach that stage, you know, that means we've already cleared out any karmic debt, and we no longer have to reincarnate in this world because we no longer have any non-physical desires.
We're learning today. We're learning a great deal from Melody Kraft. The book is Get Me Out of Here. What's Beyond This Madness? You can find Melody's book, Get Me Out of Here, wherever you buy books. But hang on, because we've got a whole lot more right now from Melody A. Kraft here on Strategies for Living. Stay with us. Lots more to learn, lots more to come. Stay here. Be right back. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's. TheBalancedLife.us. And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. And our life strategist today is Melody Kraft. Melody A. Kraft. Her book is Get Me Out of Here, What's Beyond This Madness. And you've got a website, don't you, Melody?
Yes, I do.
To direct us to it, if you would.
It's just melodycraft.com, and there's two F's in my last name.
There you go.
And a K.
Yeah, Kraft with a K.
And a K, yes.
Yeah, Kraft with a K and two F's.
Thank you.
And that gets you there.
Yeah.
You talk about mystery and mastery, the mystery and the mastery of life, right?
Yes.
So how do you define these terms? How do you, in the context of, we were talking last segment about spiritual awakening. So where do mystery and mastery of life play into the spiritual awakening?
Okay, so what I have found with the people that I work with, when they come to me at first, they have this sense of mystery about their life. They don't really know who they are. They don't know where they're going. They want to know. And so life to them just feels like a mystery.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the journey for people who feel this way is about unfolding their soul and recognizing and remembering who and what they are. And when they, as they do that, they're learning how to master this physical life they live in, and also how to master their soul in the sense that they allow that their soul to guide them. So we're switching from mystery into a knowingness and becoming a master of your life. Mm. And at that point, you're using all of your talents and your abilities that feel wonderful for yourself,
right.
But it's also because these talents become a service to others. So your talent is not just for yourself. Mm. It's also to extend and help others.
Mm. Yeah. You wrote, as I mentioned, this is a book of stories and a book of allegory. Were any of them kind of challenging for you to write, particularly challenging to write? Are there any of the stories in the book that really hold a personal significance for you?
There were a few stories that I wanted to write the stories. I didn't really know how to write the stories. I wasn't sure I could find the right language to really explain unusual experiences that people could understand. So one of the stories was about the bell tower, and this was about a vicar who, and this, I place a story in the past, in like the 1700s.
Right.
And he was always searching, he was trying to help the people in his community. And they always seemed to be in suffering. And he was called to help a woman whose child was very ill. And so he went to see her. The doctor was too far away to get there.
Right.
And she expected the vicar to create some sort of a miracle, do something to save her child. And he stood there watching the child in the crib turn her little fingertips kind of blue-gray, and then the breath extinguishing.
Right.
And vicar knew that the woman wanted him to do something. He couldn't. So he was like just like glued to the floor witnessing this.
Right.
And so afterwards he went back to the parish, and they had, I'm trying to remember, it's been a few years since I wrote this. Oh, and so he was always concerned, too, about the individuals in his community because they were tenants. And the landlords were always taking the majority of the results of their work.
Right.
And he felt the social class system was so unfair. And he just didn't understand why there was so much unfairness in this world. And when he went back to the parish after the one evening being exhausted from dealing with everything, he didn't understand why God could allow this to happen.
Right.
And then he had an experience. He had an experience where he slid into a superconscious state, and he witnessed an individual that appeared to him, and he wasn't sure if it was himself or someone else. And the person said, let's walk into the garden. So he opened the back door of the parish, but the garden was no longer there. And it was just a swirl of energy. And he was very attracted to it. He was frightened of it, but it felt somehow very familiar to him.
Right.
And what came to him is the man who opened the door. He said, you can be here in an instant. That he didn't have to be in the ego, that he could be in heaven. And so the purpose of the story was that this vicar was trying to change the world.
Right.
And he realized you can't change the world. You have to change how you think about the world.
Right. Oh.
And how you see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And look for the peace, right? Because it's everywhere, and he didn't have to search for it. Yeah.
Yeah, we go searching out there, and it's always in
you're
here.
Not going to. Yeah, you don't have to find it. It's not out there. Anything that's really important, that's real, it's inside. Mm. And so it's about remembering and not searching for it.
Yeah.
Right. Sounds, again, like that wise teacher said, the kingdom is within, right?
Yeah. Melody, how did your own spiritual journey kind of influence you writing this book?
Well, I think anybody who writes, you can only write about what you know. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's been a lifelong awakening process for myself. I had a very challenging childhood, as most people do.
Right.
And I got to a point in my life where I realized, gosh, that challenging was really a blessing. Mm-hmm. And it was really about face for me when I realized that, because that blessing that had happened really motivated me to see beyond the physical of this world, to see beyond the ego. And so it was actually a trigger for me to really step into this awakening stage for myself. Mm. And so what I do is I share what I've learned.
Yeah. So in this spiritual awakening, it is an ongoing process. When people ask you, well, Melody, what would you advise me? How do you advise, and what do you offer to someone who is just starting, just realizing, just waking up? They're camels.
Well, they've had the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, they've had that straw.
And they're asking, why am I here? What am I doing here?
Yeah, they're just starting. What advice do you give?
Okay, so I'm thinking of one story in there that, and I remember this lady who came to me. She was at that point where, it was the last straw.
Right.
Her husband had lost his job a couple years ago. He was unemployed. She had actually had a very good professional job, but her staff would come to her, and they would just want her to solve all their personal problems. Hmm. She was also supporting a friend who was having a drug problem. Hmm. And this woman, she was just like really the camel of a burden. That's where she was at. She was carrying, she was feeling responsible for all these people. And it was destroying her. And when she came to me, one of the things she said, she goes, well, this is who I am. I can't change. Hmm. It never occurred to her that it was possible that she could change the way she was thinking.
Hmm. Right.
So this was something, this lady was in the first stage.
Yeah.
And so that concept was just totally blew her away. You mean I can change? And she really had trouble wrapping her head around it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people early on think they are their thoughts, and they don't think beyond that. And so I think that's a huge awakening moment, if you will, to just to be able to realize, man, I'm not my thoughts, and so therefore I can change them or decide which ones to latch on to and keep.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Lauren. Yeah. So people that are just starting, that's where you need to start, to let them know you're not your thoughts, and you can change your thoughts.
I love the subtitle of the book, Melody.
I love both titles.
Yeah, get me out of here. I love that title. But the subtitle, What's Beyond This Madness? I mean, a lot of people say, I'm feeling mad. The world around me is mad. I mean, you know, it's madness is something that I think all of us are challenged by. Life's more challenging moments.
Yeah, if you tune into any collectiveness right now, it's pretty chaotic.
It's pretty chaotic, pretty mad.
Yeah. I know people that are typically very calm, that, you know, they meditate and stuff, and what's going on in the world today does affect them at times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like you said, Lauren, we have this collective consciousness. And so people who are sensitive and empathetic, they're going to feel what other people are feeling. And, you know, and also tap into what they're thinking. Because the reality is that we're not really separate from each other, that we are all one, so we're all connected. And so we feel what other people, the fear people, other people have. But if we can just notice it, and not step into it, and then step back and allow ourselves to be the observer and not get caught up in the madness. And that requires practice and discipline to do it. But it's absolutely doable.
Yeah, and I think you're right. It starts at that individual level of being able to first witness your own thoughts. And then as you ascend and you tap into more of a higher consciousness, you can do practice the same with that level.
Absolutely. Yeah. So our journey is really about consciousness.
There you go.
Sometimes some people, when they come, I'll say to them, I say, can you imagine a time when you did not exist? Some people will say, yeah, I can remember a time when I did not exist. And then I'll ask them, oh, well, what was that like? Tell me.
Yeah.
And then they'll tell me. And then at that point, we go into a discussion about consciousness. Because if they can tell me what it was like, it means that they have always existed because they had an awareness, consciousness of what it was. And so that is another enlightening moment for people.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
Get me out of here. That's Melody Craft's book. And it asks the question, what is beyond this madness? Get Me Out of Here, available at your favorite bookseller and also online at MelodyCraft.com. We've got more with Melody today, right here on Strategies for Living. Come back with us. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Tune in daily, find the light, healthy mind and spirits bright, strategies for living strong, feel the vibe, it won't go wrong. Catch the rhythm, feel the time.
back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We are sharing today with Melody Kraft, a teacher, psychologist, artist, medium, and the author of Get Me Out of Here, What's Beyond This Madness. Great little book, and I hope you will avail yourself of the lessons in this book.
Absolutely.
So have you got another story or so you could share with us, Melody?
Sure, I have a little, another story. So, you know, after one of my workshops, one woman approached me and she said, you know, you make this seem so easy, but it isn't. You know, she said, I just struggle with this ego stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, she really missed one essential point, and it's simple, but it's not easy.
Mm.
You know, it really takes practice to become aware of what you're thinking.
Yeah.
And only then can we really change. So what we're doing as we become aware of our thoughts and shifting our thought to our intuition, to our soul, we're extinguishing ego habit formations. And that requires a lot of hard work. You have to really be disciplined. You have to be willing to pay attention to what you're thinking. You know, the ego makes life hard because that's its purpose. It wants to sabotage you. But when you start kicking that ego out the door, then you're removing conflict and you're removing fear and you're opening up and leaving a space for peace and love.
Hmm.
So this doesn't happen overnight. It's, I would say it's a lifelong journey. But as you continue being disciplined with it, as time goes on, it gets easier and easier. And you find yourself more in a place of peace. And you become more loving, you know, and it's quite wonderful when you continue it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so what's beyond this madness is peace and love and no conflict. Who would not want to be there?
So I know you get asked this, but I'm going to ask it anyway so you can share with us. I know people ask you, well, why do we have to have all of this pain in this world?
Hmm.
Why do we have to have all of these painful experiences?
Well, we have them because we're believing in falsehoods.
Mm.
It's that simple.
Hmm.
We don't have to have pain. We don't have to have suffering. But as long as we're believing in illusions about ourselves, when we're feeling limited and we're being self-critical, what we're doing is we're diminishing who and what we are.
Yeah.
And that is going to cause pain because it's always going to create conflict within yourself. And when you have conflict within, you're going to have conflict without. And so that's going to create pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we get rid of the pain is being willing to look within and start getting rid of all those crazy thoughts we have about ourselves that aren't true.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing you
say... It's not easy, but it's simple.
Yeah. What I'm hearing you say is maybe we could use our pain as a little alarm. You know, like if I'm in pain or suffering, it's an alarm saying there's a thought or a belief here that needs looking
at. I got to dig and got to find it. Yeah.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Like I tell people, they'll come to me and they'll say, you know, maybe someone they're working with is saying something that's really triggering them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really upset about it. And I tell them, oh, wow, you've got a great opportunity. Let's look at this in a different way.
Yes.
When someone is triggering you, it means that you're believing on some level what they're saying is true.
Mm.
So when that happens, you can stop and ask yourself, oh, my gosh, I'm believing this is true about myself, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a learning opportunity to identify an old belief you have about yourself that keeps you in prison in the past, mm-hmm. and you can let it go now.
Mm-hmm.
And so being triggered is a good thing if you see it as an opportunity.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You're reminding me of a Course in Miracles quote, you know, this need not be.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And you're never mad for the reason you think.
There
that's
you go.
It too,
there
yeah.
you go.
That's it. Another one.
are people use the term soul and the term spirit at times interchangeably?
Yeah.
Melody, are they? Are they the same thing? Or, you know, am I a soul or am I a spirit? What am I?
Well, in a sense, we are both. I mean, we are a soul. You know, when we when our spirit came down into a physical body, we became a soul.
Right.
But we're still spirit.
Ah.
So I think what we're talking about is just different levels of consciousness of where we are in life. And so people often use these interchangeably, but typically we define the soul as when we're in the physical body. And when we're out, we're spirit.
Almost,
but they're both really connected to each other.
Yeah, so almost like different individuations, perhaps. Little branches off.
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay.
Yes.
So again, one of the things that I really want to tune into then, if I'm getting this correctly, if I'm wanting to move from life as a struggle to experiencing life as ease and joy, I've really got to tune into my thinking. I've really got to tune into my thoughts. That's because those thoughts are coming from the ego. Have I got that right?
David, that's absolutely perfect. Yeah. When we want to change, we have to really make a promise to ourselves that we're willing to do whatever it takes to change.
Mm-hmm.
And most people do not do that until things get really bad.
Yeah. But we don't have to wait.
No,
I mean, that's your message here.
No, you don't.
We don't have to wait until things get really bad.
We can simply ask the question, right. How much better could it get?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. So I always tell people, we only have two choices for everything we do in life. Just two. That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
So we can listen to the ego, to our egoic consciousness, to the voice of the ego, or we can listen to the voice of love.
Yeah. Do I want fear or do I want love? When I really break it down that way, do I want fear or do I want love?
And which am I acting from?
Yeah, and where am I coming from? Am I coming from fear or am I coming from love? When you break it down like that...
It is pretty simple.
It is pretty simple. It may still be...
It is simple.
Not always easy.
Not always easy, but it's simple.
I like that.
I like it too. Get me out of here. What's Beyond This Madness? Melody Kraft. And you can find her wherever you buy books. You can find Get Me Out of Here. You can find the book, not Melody, where you buy books. And you can find Melody at MelodyKraft.com. That's K-R-A-F-F-T. MelodyKraft.com. We'll be back to wrap up our conversation with Melody Kraft today on Strategies for Living. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM, 710 KEO. Lauren and David and our life strategist, Melody Kraft, the author of Get Me Out of Here. Melody, you've been a great life strategist. What do you really want? What's the most important thing that you want people to take away from our time here today, and hopefully a lot of folks that are hearing us will go get your book? What do you want them to take away from time with you?
That people can change, and I want people to know that they're all destined to succeed.
Yeah.
Just hold that in their mind. Everyone's destined to succeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a matter of...
getting the little me out of there. Getting that false identity out of the way.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah.
And books like this, books like Get Me Out of Here, really play a tremendous role.
And people like Melody Kraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're examples.
We're thankful.
Yeah. So
for the leading lights in our world today.
All of us camels as we move around.
Shuffling through the desert.
Yeah.
Waiting for the lions to wake us up.
Yeah, I think we're all working on the lion here.
Well.
Let's hope so. But I love the relatability, you know, the camel and the beast of burden and one of the reasons camels work in the desert is because, I guess, I don't know, maybe they put water in that big old hump.
They can carry.
Yeah, they can carry so much. So. And we do carry a lot here in this world. Melody, thank you for being a great life strategist today here on Strategies for Living.
Oh, thank you, David and Lauren. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
And folks, as always, thank you for being with us here on Strategies for Living. We do this every day for you, and we can do it because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Melody Kraft and for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. And see you next time right here on Strategies for Living.